Part 4, page 50 to the end. Then all at once, everything went back before their eyes, and they couldn't see. At the same time, a funny feeling came over them all, and they heard a great wind blowing in their ears. Then the black that was before their eyes turned blue to green to red and then to gold, and suddenly there they were standing in a lovely bright sunshine in their own garden, near their own house, and everything was back to normal once again. "Our wings have gone," cried Mr. Gregg, "and our arms have come back. And we're not so tiny anymore," laughed Mrs. Gregg. "Oh, I'm so glad." Philip and William began to dance about with joy. Then, high above their heads, they heard the call of a wild duck. They all looked up, and they saw the four birds, lovely against the blue sky, flying very close together, heading back to the lakes in the woods. It must have been about a half an hour later that I myself walked into the Greggs' garden. I had come to see how things were going, and I must admit, I was expecting the worst. At the gate I stopped and stared. It was a queer sight. In one corner, Mr. Gregg was smashing all three guns into tiny pieces with a huge hammer. In another corner, Mrs. Gregg was placing beautiful flowers upon 16 tiny mounds of soil, which I learned later were the graves of the ducks that had been shot the day before. And in the middle of the yard stood Philip and William. With a sack on their father's best burly beside them, they were surrounded by ducks, doves, pigeons, sparrows, robins, larks, and many other kinds that I did not know. And the birds were eating the barley that the boys scattered by the handful. "Good morning, Mr. Gregg," I said. Mr. Gregg lowered his hammer and looked at me. "My name is not Gregg anymore," he said. "In honor of my feathered friends, I have changed it from Gregg to Egg." "And I am Mrs. Egg," said Mrs. Gregg. "What happened?" I asked. "They seem to have gone completely dotty, all four of them." Philip and William then began to tell me the whole story. When they had finished, William said, "Look, there's the nest. Can you see it? Right up there on top of the tree. That's where we slept last night." "I built it all myself," Mr. Egg said proudly. "Every stick of it." "If you don't believe us," Mrs. Egg said, "just go into the house and take a look at the bathroom. It's a mess." "They filled a tub last night to the brim," Philip said. "They must have been swimming around in it all night. And feathers everywhere." "Ducks like water," Mr. Egg said. "I'm glad they had a good time." Just then, from somewhere over by the lake, there came a loud bang. "Someone's shooting," I cried. "That'll be Jim Cooper," Mr. Egg said. "Him and his three boys. They're shooting mad. Those Coopers are, and the whole family." Suddenly, I started to see red. Then I got very hot all over. Then the tip of my finger began tingling most terribly. I could feel the power building up and up inside me. I turned and started running towards the lake as fast as I could. "Hey," shouted Mr. Egg, "what's up? Where are you going?" "To find the Coopers," I called back. "But why?" "You'll wait and see," I said. "They'll be nesting in trees tonight, every one of them."